This is the Only in Rugby League podcast where we discuss all things rugby league with me, Callum.
With me, Bobby.
And me, Andy.
And still, the EM62 and beyond.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
What's been happening this week?
Well, do you remember last week when we said we were going to go on a golf trip? I'll let Bobby explain.
We went, we just came home after an hour.
This is from Shrewsbury.
So we drove all the way down, we set foot on the practice green, and it was literally coming over our shoes, the water. Like, there's no way the course should have been opened. The first words out of the pro's mouth in the shop was, do you want to play the same course twice? Because the other one's got better greens and better tees, but everything else is a bog. Oh, and don't take any good balls because you're just going to lose them.
Right. Sounds worth the money then.
Yeah, we've had to rebook.
Yeah. I can't help but feel that's karma for not inviting me.
You went to Benidorm.
So did he.
To be honest, this wedding's being dragged out longer than one of his birthdays, and they do get dragged out.
They've gone from days to weeks to months.
I mean, I don't really see how you can drag out a wedding, I'll be honest with you.
His birthday now.
You've managed to.
Yeah, his birthday now overlaps with Christmas.
Yeah. And it's in June.
Yeah.
It's in December and you know it is.
What else has been going on? What else has Bobby been up to this week again?
Well, nothing yet.
But
keeps getting asked to go on other podcasts, doesn't he? I don't know how to feel about that.
What's wrong with us two?
Don't know.
Why do we not get asked?
Don't know. And I don't want people to, you can come on next. I don't want your pity.
I don't want a pity slot.
Pity me.
Oh, my back's killing from carrying this pot. No wonder I get invited everywhere.
Ridiculous. Ooh, does a stats section.
Yeah. Don't do any work for it through the week or anything. Don't even do any Twitter stuff.
Maybe you just got up to be more likable.
Yeah, it's not worth it then, is it?
Talking of Twitter, what a kind... message we've just had today, haven't we, from Revolution of Rugby League, that just said, best rugby league pod around.
That's true.
So, thank you.
Both, I suppose, the pod and the tweet.
Yeah, excellent. And a big hello to everyone in Uganda.
Go on.
Well, I got an email this week simply saying that, like, the Only in Rugby League podcast was the third most popular podcast in Uganda.
Cheers, Idi.
Yeah, take that, Idi Amin. Yeah.
Why does he do a rugby league podcast?
Well, not anymore. He's died now.
Ah. Yeah.
But, so there we are. Yeah. We are Flavour of the Month in Uganda. So
yeah, big
you.
Up Uganda.
Exactly, yeah. So, well, what's on tonight for all our Ugandan friends?
We've got the review, a review, I suppose, if you like, of the Challenge Cup, the round six, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We've got Stats of the Week, NRL, only in Rugby League, because, of course, there's many, many more to go through.
I've only got about 20 this week.
There you go. Talk to me about Predictions League with Bri, and that we'll see off the episode.
Do you think, like, when we go, like, we've only got about 20, people are listening going, oh, yes.
I would. I mean, I am, and I don't even know, because I don't know what you've wrote.
That's why I deliberately don't tell you two what's on.
Just I know so some, obviously, it. Throughout yeah. the week, but, yeah.
There we go.
Excellent. Shall we crack on?
Yes.
There's so much to love about rugby league in this part of the world, and more than just the pork rolls at Warrington and the pies at Wigan. There's tradition and history and great grounds and great fans. And then there's the weather. And if you don't like it, well, you just have to put up with it. Tough titties.
Yeah, it's not going to be our usual review this week, is it? We're not going to spend like ages on every game, are we? So we're gonna.
No, mainly because none of them were on telly.
Yeah, a little bit harder to watch things this week, wasn't it? So we'll concentrate on one or two, and we'll just comment on five or six, shall we? Okay, let's go, Bobbles.
Okay, let's start with last year's fallen finalists. We go over to Hull KR, where they took on the Salford Red Devils and came away with a 40-0 victory over them.
Very, very, very poor outing from Salford, wasn't it?
Yeah, then we had the Salford Red Meltdowns fans going like, oh, it's good though. We're not bothered about the cup.
I don't get that.
I don't buy it either.
No.
It's your best chance of a trophy.
Of course it is. You've only got to win four games.
Yeah.
Win four games, you win a major trophy. Because let's be honest, you're not going to win the league.
Win three, you get a day out of Wembley.
Exactly.
So I don't buy that. No. But then you get the, well, it was good. We could leave them out and we could do this and we could do that. You've just been, they've had a bad, bad, bad day.
Yeah. Yeah, I think this is sort of the Salford everybody was expecting at the start of the season, weren't they? But
yeah, because if I was a Salford fan, I'll be quite honest with you, I would rather get beat in the league next week 40-0, but I've won that one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
And be in the quarterfinal draw.
Yeah, definitely.
Especially against a team that you beat, was it 17-10 a couple of weeks ago? They beat them in the league at home, didn't they? So, yeah. You know, it shows they can beat a team like Hull KR.
Yeah, they can, and didn't they get knocked out around this stage last year and then had a complete meltdown in the league?
Yeah, by Hull KR.
Was it by Hull KR?
Yeah.
And then the league form really slid as well, didn't it?
It did.
So they'll be hoping it won't be the same. Yeah. But from an Hull KR point of view,
back on song.
Yeah, you know, they've had a good few wins, haven't they, the last few weeks? So seem to have be clicking now, especially since they've moved Hickey to the centres, and that seems to have been their biggest problem.
We had a request on that as well, which was I think it was from Nick Shepherd, I think, one of our listeners, that was asking about what did we make of the Willie Peters interview, where he was said about that he was a man of his word, and he'd basically the man of his word, and he'd made a promise to Peter Hickey that he could play fullback.
Yeah. I haven't seen it, but if that's the sort of the gist of it, then it's a bit strange. It's a bit like, well, if I don't play fullback, I'm not coming.
Yeah.
And he's been here before. It's not like with all due respect to Peter Hickey, he's not like a megastar of the game, is he?
No, he's a quality player. He's a really, really good player. But he's not what you would call a superstar or a marquee.
In relation to, I'm going to play here.
Yeah, exactly. Latrell Mitchell comes over and goes,
I'm effing playing here.
Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. Exactly. You get the point.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I don't know, maybe they've gone, it's not really working, you're going to have to go in at centre.
And you've got a contract.
Yeah, so. Yeah, we've got you now.
Yeah, we've tried it, it's not worked, you're under contract, there's the number three slot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's made them look 10 times better.
It has, and like any player, you have to have your place within the team. You have to, the system, can I put it, does the player fit the system or does the system fit the players?
Yeah.
So you've got to make sure that you've got your role within that, haven't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Well, sticking with finalists, we go to the holders, the Lee Leopards, who booked their plate into the quarterfinals with a win over Featherstone, 26 points to 14.
Yeah, I think they made it pretty tough for them, didn't they, Featherstone?
Yeah. Yeah. I think they'd want to show, I think Featherstone, from their point of view, would want to show that they're not too far off Super League level, wouldn't they?
They've been showing that for the last two or three years, though, and they've just choked.
Well, yeah, they've fell away at the wrong time.
There's no
they?
Better word for it than choked.
Well, particularly in the final last year, in the playoff final, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think from their point of view, it's like, yes, well, they've still got the same squad.
Yeah.
You know, so it's... but they made it hard. They made it hard. But again, the full-time stuff and the class tells in the end, doesn't it? So
yeah,
that's just that's probably the way that I would have expected that game to go.
Yeah, I thought they might. Yeah, I suppose. Yeah,
you know,
yeah, you're probably right.
Tough game, bit of fight, but then pull away.
Yeah,
and we're in that. That's the way I would look at it from a league point of view.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah,
yeah. Well. Moving on to Halifax, they crashed out 40-4 at the hands of the Catalan Dragons.
I suppose the good thing from Halifax's point of view, in the last 2 years, they've drew Saints at home and Catalans at home.
Mm.
So they've had a couple of really nice ties at this stage. They've got through to this stage and they've had a couple of nice ties out of it, haven't they, I suppose, from a Halifax point of view.
Yeah.
Again... No surprises, nothing, you know, I think it's a very clinical from Catalans.
Yeah, just turn up, do the job.
Yeah.
There's not an awful lot to say, I don't think. The other one's just the way you thought we're going to go. Just a professional outing from Catalan and Halifax, obviously just trying their best, but quite clearly nowhere near.
As I say, they've had a couple of plum draws, I think, last couple of years. So
yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah.
Moving on to Batley. They had a brave effort, but ultimately fell short to the Castleford Tigers, who went on to win the game 28-14.
Yeah, 14 all at half time.
Yeah.
Again, similar to the Lee one. Pushed them, and then there's, I think, just the full-time, part-time thing sort of come into play and the levels drop towards the end, don't they?
Yeah, I think the only difference with this one is that when you've got a team that have started, our Cass have started,
yeah,
at 14-all, you can get a bit nervy.
Yeah, you definitely...
I think that's the only difference in the two games, really.
Yeah, that's true. It feels more of it feels more disappointing than the Lee one, because nobody's really saying anything about the Lee one, but because of the start that Cass have had, it's sort of like it just feels like more pressure, doesn't it?
Yeah, they got a good start in the second half. McShane went over 4 minutes into the second half, and then they sealed it with two more tries.
Mm.
So the second half was pretty much all Cass, really. But like you said, for Lee, see Cass?
Yeah.
Yeah. So moving on to another team that showed a brave effort in the first half, and that was Sheffield. They ultimately went down to Super League champions Wigan 44-18.
I don't think there was ever a shock on the cards, but it looked at one point as though they were actually going to go in leading at half time, didn't it?
Yeah.
Which was like, would have been incredible.
Yeah.
And then they got respect shown to Sheffield there is that there was a penalty on the Hooter and they took the two to level it up.
Mm.
You know, so they were forcing them into that sort of decision to having to do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? But then, obviously, then, you know, the Wigan just stepped up a gear, really, didn't they?
Do you think he needed to simbin him for the penalty on half time, or did you just give the penalty? And I no disrespect to Sheffield, but you're playing a full strength Wigan side. It was going to probably get away from you at some point. But did you really need to simbin him and give him that extra man advantage for 10 minutes?
I don't think it's a case of that.
You know, do you just, you know, would Wigan fans have really caused a fuss over him not being simbin, shall we say?
Real yeah, real probably real. At 12-all, yeah. But yeah, I know what you mean, but it's from a referee's point of view, if he doesn't bin him...
Yeah, it looks worse on him.
He gets in trouble.
Yeah,
I suppose.
You can't just be like, oh, Sheffield. Yeah. You know,
Well, let them off. Do what you want. Have a few eye tackles. Just a few swinging arms.
Don't do that. Let him stay come on.
Yeah. I didn't mean it in that so much as respect, but I mean, it wasn't like he was breaking away and he slowed him down or anything like that. He just held on in the tackle towards the line. The line was set.
I suppose it depends if they'd had a warning beforehand. Well, yeah. I don't know.
True, yeah.
I think once they give the penalty in that situation, though.
Yeah, you're not left with many options.
No, I don't think so.
Fair enough.
So you either give the penalty or you don't. And if you give the penalty, he's got to go in that situation. It's just it's a professional foul.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, Sheffield gave themselves a really good account.
Brilliant. Yeah, well done.
Especially the first 40.
Yeah, they'll be really pleased. And they'll take that back into the Championship this week and think, if we can do that to them, it'll give them a big boost, I think.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
And also for Sheffield this week, there was news coming out that they were going to they were playing for a new stadium, aren't they?
Yes.
Which again, another massive boost because it's not a traditional rugby league area.
No.
Even though Sheffield have been around, you know, for a good number of years now, they sort of carry that flag in South Yorkshire, don't they?
Even though it's like Yorkshire, it's quite big over there.
It's not West Yorkshire, is it?
No, it's not. You've got two big football teams to compete with. Yeah.
And that'd be great if we can get the stadium and allow them to build in the community more and things like that. Brilliant. Yeah, so well done. Good week for Sheffield all around.
Mm. Yeah. moving on to a repeat of the game we saw last week, which was Warrington and London. Warrington once again showing their dominance with a 42-0 victory over the Broncos.
Just the same, really, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, London are unfortunately a Championship side in Super League, so it looks worse, doesn't it? But
I would have been more interested, I think, if London had drawn one of the top Championship sides.
Yeah, that would have been interesting
to see how much they'd progressed or not progressed or whatever which way you want to look at it.
Yeah, yeah,
and that would have been good. And I think London fans would have enjoyed that as well because at the minute they're turning up and seeing some poundings really every week.
Mm.
And I think if they could have got a kind of draw, it would have given them a boost to
maybe go on. Yeah.
Yeah.
If they'd have got Batley, for example, Halifax,
Hull.
Yeah. We've seen that one.
But from a Warrington point of view, they are Super League opposition and, 2 weeks now and it's 100 points to 4 in favour of Sam Burgess. I mean, you've got to be happy as a Warrington fan with that kind of scoreline, have you not?
I think it's a scoreline that they probably would take for granted. If you're one of the top teams and you're doing that, you'd be pleased with the win and probably pleased with some of the tries. I don't think you'd be getting absolutely ecstatic about it. And, I don't think you'd be getting so excited about it, would you?
It's what you'd expect, I think, yeah.
Fair enough. Do you think there's any worry from Warrington fans this week after what was written about Sam Burgess? I don't know how much truth's in this, but
about going to South with Wayne Bennett.
Yeah, but it was the way it was written. It was they won't let me leave. Do you think he's asked for it, or do you think it's just a bit of drumming up a bit of?
I don't even think in Australian within the club circles. I don't even think he's been mentioned.
No,
I think it's just extreme journalism. I think just to say
it's like a knee jerk reaction, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like, oh, he's, look at him now, he's won a few games. Oh, and then they'll need a new coach. Mm. Oh, and then Wayne Bennett's going to go there because he's finishing at the Dolphins. And then, oh, well, Sam Burgess used to play for them. Mm. He'll go in his coach staff like Christian Wolf did. And I think it's like it's a case of like a club that hasn't approached a coach has now picked his assistant as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, there's no substance in it whatsoever.
No, it's a load of nonsense.
Yeah.
A load of nonsense.
Yeah. You know, it's one of those things that we could put on our Twitter, couldn't we, that like, in a bid to like escape, the bottom three, Hull sign in Latrell Mitchell.
Yeah.
And it gathering, but there's no truth in it, is there, whatsoever?
Mm. Oh, Jake Clifford can't get in at the Cowboys, so he's going back to Hull.
Yeah, because he's done a pre-season now.
Yeah, he's done a proper one.
Proper one.
Yeah.
He looked at them training in that square in Perpignan and thought, I miss a bit of concrete footy.
Yeah.
A bit of playground footy, that's for me, mate.
Who doesn't like that?
Well, moving on and sticking with Hull, they were once again battered by another Super League team in Huddersfield. 50 points to 6 to the Giants.
You said sticking with Hull, not much else has stuck, has it?
The ball hasn't to their hands, that's for sure.
Players hasn't to the ground.
Yeah. Bloody hell.
Who's annoyed you more this week then, Hull or Huddersfield?
Neither really, because you sort of expect it from Hull.
I didn't expect that score though, did you?
I didn't expect them to be in the game. They're just not good.
No, but I wouldn't have expected them to have 50 put past.
No, not 50, no. But...
That's other 50. Was it 54 last week?
It hasn't particularly surprised me.
No, they got 54 put past them last week against Lee. Well, the combined scores for the last 2 weeks are 104-10.
I know, but you just sort of... The way they've started is just not surprising. They're just in a complete downward spiral.
Mm-hmm. And he doesn't like things are going to get better this week with a trip to Ulkayara either.
No.
I don't know what else we can say.
No, you can't really take anything from an Huddersfield point of view because they're that bad. They just probably ran in 3 or 4 extra tries than you thought.
Mm.
The only thing for Hull, I don't see where it turns round.
No, I don't see where it turns around, not at the minute anyway. We said it last week or the week before. They haven't got anybody who's going to take the game by the scruff of the neck and
where's the
drag
leaders?
Them up.
Where's the leaders in that team?
They just haven't got any. They bought a prop that can't stay on the pitch.
Pele.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, he gets banned in his first game, comes back, gets banned in his comeback game, and that's it. He's played 60 minutes of rugby or whatever for him. What's the point of that? Mm. Don't get it.
No.
No. Well, moving on and wrapping up our Challenge Cup round 6 with a trip to Leeds, where it was Saints that booked their place in the quarterfinal draw when they won 20 points to 6.
Yeah, the big... tie of the round, wasn't it, really? The one that was televised, sort of, but not really. Mm. And I thought Saints absolutely pummeled him and had nothing to show for it in the first half.
Complete opposite of the week before.
Yeah, it was.
It was a reversal, wasn't it, where Leeds had a really good start.
And didn't really have anything to show for it.
No, and then Saints got in the lead, and that's exactly what happened then this week. I think... The one thing for Leeds, I think, is really, really worried, because I thought Leeds were woeful.
Yeah, they were.
For all the game, really. I mean, the handling was appalling. And I think, you know, when you look at it, that they didn't create one try. The try was an interception.
Yeah.
And they've scored one try in 80 minutes and haven't really created anything else.
No. No, they just... I don't know. I don't know. The strange one, because on paper they look solid. Excuse me, solid.
Yeah.
But they just don't look anywhere near it at the minute.
Did you see the interview with Rowan Smith?
No.
So they've said to him, like, you know, what do you think, you know, that the fans are saying, you know, because it's obviously not been good the last couple of weeks. And he said, I don't know what the banter is on the terraces.
The banter.
Yeah. It's not banter, Rowan.
You shit, get out the club. Good one.
Rowan's banter club, isn't it? It's not banter, is it?
No.
And then he said that Matt Frawley had been solid since he came.
He probably has been.
They were the two bits out of it, but
he probably has been, but I think his last couple of weeks against Saints, I think he's been pretty appalling, to be honest.
I did think the banter bit was funny.
That is funny.
But
banter.
And Saints doing it with...
Gary calls him in, Rowan, you know, we're going to have to let you go. Good one, Gary.
See you Monday.
Yeah. I love the banter in this office.
I don't know, it's crazy at this club, man.
And Saints doing it despite a concealed injury, if you like, to Lewis Dodd and moving Moses and Bai into the halves.
Yeah, I thought he played quite well. I don't think he looked as much as probably Lewis Dodd has been one of Saints' best players in the opening few rounds. I thought he filled the gap quite well. He didn't look out of place, but then, you know, he is an NRL halfback by trade. That's where he started. But, you know, he's good at filling in these, you know, these positions of 1, 7, 9. It's, you know, it's probably what Saints did buy him for. And, well, it paid off quite well. He had a good game.
Yeah,
he was okay. I do worry for Saints' attack still. I know they've been working on it, but not sure which parts, because they were so dominant and had nothing to show for it. And I don't think Leeds defended particularly well. They did, but I thought Saints made it easy for them, and I worry for them going forward.
Yeah,
same old, I think, with Saints, that they're like they tackled the way to victory.
Yeah.
Yeah, but what are you going to do, say, this Friday when you're coming up against a, you know, a team that scores points for fun?
Yeah, it's going to be tough. I mean, you know, as you just said, Callum, you know, you look at Saints' attack going forward or around the line, but you look at the tries they scored against Leeds. One was from dummy half. One, you could argue, was a very lucky kick that sort of just fell back to a quick hand to Benison, and Wormsley just was right place, right time as it bounced up again, really. So,
yeah.
I don't know if there's another try I'm missing. I can't think. But
no, I don't think so.
Leeds fans not happy with Chris Kendall, were they?
I don't know why. I'd think
I'd be looking
bad
at
it all.
I think you'd be looking at your own team, I think, more
he's
than
not
anything.
Cost you 20 points, has he?
No.
No. No, I think they need to start looking at their own team, I think.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Mm. Anyway, was that was the last game, yeah?
Yes, it
was.
Excellent.
It's Bobby's Stats of the Week.
Just before we move on, we forgot to say the draw. you want to do it?
Yeah, I can do, yeah, no worries. So we had Saints and Warrington.
Yeah, probably the biggest one, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think I saw it announced today. I think that one's on BBC on the Sunday, I believe.
Yeah, I think half four on the Sunday,
the 14th, I think, that one.
Oh, is that one? I haven't seen that. Is that on the Sunday, did you say?
Yeah.
Right. Do it the hard way, Saints. Leeds and then Warrington. Yeah. If you get through that, they'll definitely get Wigan in the semis. So it's definitely the hard way, yeah.
Yeah.
Hull KR and Lee, a repeat of last year's final. Mm. Catalan and Huddersfield. And Castleford and Wigan.
With the exception of the top game, it seems that the in-form clubs this season have been kept apart.
Yeah. Yeah, they have.
Looking like a mouth-watering semi-finals, if that's the way it works out.
Yeah, if you would expect Catalan, Hull KR and Wigan to come away with the wins, I think, wouldn't you?
I think so, yeah.
They'll be favourites anyway, I would have thought.
Yeah. So, you know, if you were a Hull KR fan, for example, and you got through, and then the favourites in each game got through, Saints, Catalans and Wigan, you haven't got a lot to choose from in saying, I fancy getting them. Because you always say that when it's a draw.
Mm.
Oh, that'd be good if we got them.
Yeah.
You know, Wigan fans will undoubtedly with this week be absolutely over the moon with the draw.
Yeah.
You know, because the seven teams that were in it all would have wanted Castleford because of the way they've started the season.
Yeah.
But if you were a Hull KR fan and you're going, well, do we have Saints, stroke Warrington, let's say Saints, Catalans or Wigan, not a lot to pick from there for Hull KR, is there?
No.
And vice versa.
No.
So
nobody would want anybody going into them semi-finals, really.
No. So, yeah, interesting.
Anyway, stats of the week.
Hello.
Hey. How many stats this week?
We've got 6.
Poor.
How?
You had 8 last.
Right, you get some weeks that are bigger than others, that's all.
set the bar, and now it's gone back down again.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, then.
stat number one. The Panthers beat the Broncos this week, and their 22-point win is the biggest win in a Grand Final rematch since 2008. It's also the second biggest in NRL history. First was back in the year 2000 when the Storm beat the Dragons by 60 points, 70 points to 10 in that game. Stat number two is Val Holmes has become the 57th player in NRL history to score 1,000 points.
Oh, okay.
Excellent achievement.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Not bad for a player that left for the NFL for a few years either.
I don't think it was a few years, was it? Was it
one,
a year?
One yeah.
Was it only a year? Felt longer than that. Callum, bad news for your team as the Bunnies have finished bottom of the ladder for the first time since 2010.
Why are you telling me?
Because you're a Bunnies fan.
Nah, I'm not.
Got to play the Titans yet, you'll be all right.
Yeah, you bottom in a league that consists of the Titans and the Tigers.
And the Bulldogs.
And the Bulldogs.
Well, something's got to give on Friday, don't they? They play each other, so.
Yeah. Stat number four is the Leeds Rhinos have now been knocked out of the Challenge Cup at the first stage of entering for a fourth consecutive time.
Ouch.
Yeah. I think the last time they were, would have been 2020 when they won the cup that year. They beat Salford in the final.
Not good enough for a club that size, really, that is it, that record?
Not at all. Not at all.
Hmm. Stat number five, the last time Hull FC conceded 50 plus points in consecutive games was 7 years ago, back in 2017. They responded to that by going on a 5-game winning streak.
I'm not even going to say what we're all thinking because people will be listening to this thinking exactly the same thing.
You're better off putting another 50 points to OKR this week, aren't you, really?
Yeah.
My final stat of the week is in 408 games against Super League opposition, Justin Morgan with 2, Craig Sandercock with 2, Chris Chester with none, James Webster with none, Tim Sheens with 1, and Tony Smith with 1, managed 6 0-point shutouts for Hull KR between them all. Willie Peters has 5 0-point shutouts in 38 games.
Okay. I just mean like nilling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why did you say that? Why are you trying to be fancy?
I got it offline.
Online.
0 point shutout.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nilled.
Nilled, mate, yeah.
Well, yeah, they managed 6 nillings between all of them, and Willie Peters has 5 in 38 games.
Mm. Really bugged me, that.
What, nillings a shutout and a shutout 0?
0 point shutouts.
Yeah.
What's that about?
Yeah. I don't know.
0.
Why are you trying to sound fancy?
I just wrote it down as I saw it.
Well, just saying.
I'm sorry, next time I'll say nillings.
Thank you.
Can we not have some sophistication on this pod?
No.
No.
It's rugby Fair league. Enough.
It's not what we're about, yeah.
Fair enough.
You've got egg down your shirt. Oh.
Thank you, Bobbles.
And that's the stats of the week.
Excellent.
You call that a knife? This is a knife.
That's not a knife, that's a spoon.
Yes, I will quickly run through the scores from this week's NRL if you've got anything to add. just jump in. The Panthers 34, the Broncos 12, the Warriors 18, the Raiders 10, the Roosters 48, the Bunnies 6. Andy, not much better for your team yourself. Bulldogs 32, Titans 0.
That sacking of Justin Holbrook hasn't really worked out very well for the Titans, has it?
No.
You know, you just think, well, maybe they should have given somebody a bit more time that's obviously a good coach.
Well, say a bit more time. I think you've been there 3 or 4 years. Well, 4 years?
Yeah,
but when did you leave Saints? 19?
Yeah.
I still thought he was doing a decent job with them from where they were from when he took over.
Yeah, I'm just saying. 4 years he's had, though.
Yeah.
Well, things aren't about to get much better for the Titans either, as Tino Fasamalawi has been ruled out for the season with an ACL. So, not good news for Titans fans. Moving on, the Dragons 24, the Cowboys 46. The Tigers 32, the Sharks 6. I don't think many saw that one coming. Eels 28, Seagulls 24.
The champions elect went down.
Oh, right, yeah. Just, you said that, you mumbled that. Mumbled. What was that? Sorry, just say that one again. I missed it.
It's all right. Everyone
seriously.
Everyone else heard it.
I missed it.
It's all right. You can listen back to it, can't you?
No, because you mumbled it.
Eels 28, Seagulls 24.
Okay.
And the final game it was the Newcastle Knights 14, the Melbourne Storm 12.
A lot of big points there, isn't there?
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't normally get those amount of points in games in the NRL.
Mustn't like tackling now.
No. It's like you just slag us off for that.
Yeah. Ass. that was the last one, yeah?
Yep.
You call that a knife? This is a knife.
That's not a knife, that's a spoon.
Yes, moving on. I still haven't done a jingle for it because, I'll be honest, I don't know what to do for it. So if anybody's got any suggestions for an Only in Rugby League buzzer jingle, then let me know.
And it needs one.
I know, but I will pass over to Andy, who's got our Only in Rugby League section.
Okay, and amongst others this week, thank you to Mr. Gibbs, to Nick Shepherd, to Johnny Liu, to Aaron from Egremont, to Forbidden Rugby League and Revolution in Rugby League, amongst others. So thank you all so much for your submissions. Should we start off at Witness?
Okay.
Witness, one of Witness's sponsors is Witness Market, and they're advertising a Comic-Con this week, comic convention, and they've got Batman and Catwoman on the pitch at halftime. Courtesy of Witness Market. It's like some sort of Phoenix Nights, isn't it? Amazing. A lot of complaints this week about, you know, when you said it was sort of televised, the Saints and Leeds game. A lot of complaints about where's the Challenge Cup game this week. People couldn't actually find it on iPlayer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I noticed that.
The only game that was televised... People couldn't find it on the television.
It wasn't the easiest to find.
But Sky, not much better this week. They missed the start of the Roosters versus South games because they were showing repeats of something else. And joined it 40 seconds in.
Oh, dear.
Not a good one. The government have issued lots of companies that failed to pay anything like the minimum wage. One of which was the Rugby AM show.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, so they've come in for a bit of...
They're still going?
No, that's why.
Well, you'd think they'd be able to without paying people.
Yeah, well, Featherstone are still going.
Well, there you go, then. There you go.
Manoa Wakokikoki. Yeah. It's not a dance. It's not a dance.
Oh, right.
What a name.
Yeah. Scored a brilliant try.
Yes.
Against Lee this week. Sprinted down the wing evaded two tackles, got tackled, but then got up again and managed to get over. And somebody tweeted at that, all that not to get paid. James Glover from Sheffield Eagles, plays for Sheffield Eagles, put a poster of himself at the top of a Telegraph poll because he works for BT Open Reach, and then said, Telegraph polls during the day, but I'm playing the World Champions tonight. League Express reported on Wakefield's game being rescheduled because of a critical water supply issue, but showed a picture of the totally wicked stadium. is one that's not so good, and I know you've got a comment on this. Bradford Bulls put a video out this week for Eid. And it was one of the imams from the local mosques that was performing a call to prayer on the PA system at Oddsall, right? Some of the comments for that were unbelievable, even for only in rugby league.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of my, I say favourites in inverted commas, were things like, he must be ordering a curry. The new chant's a bit shit. And I'm feeling that it's time for the stadium disaster too. Well, then somebody else then put, you're in all an embarrassment and I'm a Featherstone fan.
All right. I mean, it is embarrassing, isn't it? Absolutely. I mean, there's a massive, massive Muslim community, isn't there?
Yeah.
And the comments are like, what, 1950s, 1960s?
Isn't it?
I just don't get it. I don't get it.
It's just absolutely ridiculous, isn't it? It's unbelievable how people are allowed to comment things like that, to be honest. But
it's just,
it's embarrassing for the game, to be quite honest.
It is really embarrassing for the game. And but I think the sad thing is, I don't think that would just be only in rugby league.
No, it's a society problem, isn't it? That's terrible. Should we go to something a bit more light-hearted then? Featherstone's Gladwin Springer this week was put in the graphics on the lineup as Gladwin Sprinter.
Gladwin Sprinter.
I know he's a winger, but you know.
No, he's not.
Well, he was, wasn't he? No. Oh, no, he's not. Is he a prop? Well, he's got faster, hasn't he? Either way.
He's slimmed down.
Yeah. So Gladwin Sprinter. Well done, lad. Well done.
Gladwin Sprinter.
I enjoyed a tweet this week that had four pictures. Things that get battered, and it was fish, onion rings, Mars bars, and Hull FC. one that Bobby told me about was that Josh Mansour was on James Graham's podcast. All the podcasts are available. We're saying on
no,
James,
not.
Yeah, no, was called into a meeting to watch a video to say thank you for all the players that were leaving in 2022, and he was first on it and didn't even know he was leaving. Oh.
Where was he?
Josh Mansour at the South.
Was he at the Bunnies?
Yeah.
Jason Dimitri, I'll be honest, doesn't sound like the best coach in the world.
No.
What am I doing up there?
Yeah. Well, Wakefield need to be careful what they wish for here. Yeah.
He's
Jason Dimitri is in Rowan Smith's banter club. Yeah.
Josh, quick, we're about to start. Hurry up, shut the door.
Running, very good.
Sheffield Eagles had a team photo outside their hotel this week. Did you see this?
No.
They were all there in the club tracksuits. And it also in the club tracksuits was one Carl Power.
Right.
Do you remember Carl Power? No. Carl Power is the guy that joined United on their team photo at a European match.
Yeah.
Went on the court at Wimbledon and went out to bat at Lords. Do you remember?
Yes.
Well, this week he appeared at Sheffield with a Sheffield Eagles tracksuit on and just joined in their club photo before the match against Wigan.
Amazing.
And then nobody saw him. And then he sent them a message going, yes, you might remember me from such films as, you know, there's like Troy McClure, yeah. You might remember such things as like batting at Lords. And yes, it was me if you look on the end of your picture.
That's great.
That's brilliant.
So he's back.
Excellent. Oh, brilliant.
I've got a couple more. A couple of job advertisements this week. Huddersfield Giants asking for a scout, which they've come in for lots of stick for because it's they want a really high-class scout, tons of experience, must be flexible, dedicated, etc., willing to work evenings and weekends. It's all voluntary. And they've got loads of stick for it, haven't they?
Of course you've got loads of stick for it.
Voluntary?
I've decided that Huddersfield have wound me up more this week.
But another job, if you don't fancy that one, there was a job advertised this week at Bradford Bulls. And that was for a scoreboard operator.
What, like an old school, put the numbers on the pegs one?
Exactly.
You've still got one
like
there.
Like Saturday cricket, yeah.
No way.
Right. But in the advert, it did say, must be able to have an attention to detail and to work under pressure.
Basically, can you count in fours and sixes?
Yeah. Wonder how many AMG points you get for that.
None. Castleford had to lie and say they had an electronic one.
Yeah. So if you want a job, scoreboard operator, but you've got to be able to work under pressure.
Yeah.
Another one that I liked this week was Barrow Raiders. Barrow Raiders put an advert on Facebook saying that Wednesday and Friday, 7 till 9, if anyone's got a training venue they can use, please let them know.
Oh, yeah, I did see that one, yeah.
Oh, and one for the women's team as well, for the same time, Tuesday and Thursday. But we did a training venue, 7-9, Wednesday, Friday. Just, you know, if you've got anything, just let us shout. If you've got a big enough garden, just let us shout.
Yeah.
So what's that one? Professional club advertises for training venue.
Wow.
Unfortunately, there's an injury news this week. Albert Hopewate is out until round 5. The Canberra Raiders player.
Okay.
Yeah, he's out. Unfortunately, he's out because he's sustained burns to his arm in a cooking incident.
Never cook bacon with your top off.
So he's not expected back until round 5.
Can you imagine him on the floor?
Bacon, it burns.
Hello, Ricky.
Yeah, I'm sure he was very cool about it, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And then the last two this week. Number one, I want to go with the Challenge Cup draw.
Oh, no.
Now, this is a multifaceted only in rugby league.
There's a few in here.
Right. So, number one, we were all told that you could listen to the Challenge Cup draw, right? So, the last round was on the BBC News Channel at 7:15.
Yes.
This one is tucked away on 5 Live, yeah, on the radio at 9:15, in the middle of the Monday Night Football Club show, right, for some reason, okay? So that's the first thing. Then Matthew Shaw, journalist, tweeted at 8:26 that, oh, you can watch it, and here's a link. Yeah. The Challenge Cup and the RFL tweeted at 8:44 when the draw was at 8:45 to say you could watch it. Yeah.
Wow. They obviously didn't know then, did they?
Right. But you actually got 10 minutes extra because it did overrun while they were talking about the Italian second division and the quickest goals ever scored.
Yeah, and the German national team and the new kit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then they were actually, then it was drawn like by Michael Smith and Joe Cullen of the PDC Darts organisation.
Mm.
Which, you know, the first question is, does that outweigh one Yestin Harris from the last round or not?
As a neutral,
yeah,
it does, doesn't it?
But
like, if you're sort of like a casual,
but then the presenters had no interest in rugby league whatsoever. I just wanted to talk about darts.
Yeah, yeah. He was. Oh, yeah. You're a Saints fan, aren't you?
Yeah. You got a season ticket?
Yeah.
So he
yeah.
said to Michael Smith, "Have you got a season ticket?" And he said, "Yeah." Joe Cullen from Bradford is a Wigan fan, and said, and he said, "What about you, Joe? Do you get to matches?" He went, no, not with the schedule." I'm thinking, aren't you playing the same one as him? And he's got a season ticket.
He has more exhibitions.
He said, "I went to the first match of the season. All right, that was away at Castleford." Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, you're not far away there, are you? So they had no idea what's going on. The presenter, that Alistair Bruce Ball, said, he said, "Oh, I can see the two lads, but and I think they've got the Challenge Cup there, but I can't see that. It's right in the middle of them."
That's a picture. Well, how would you know? I can't see it.
Right. Then we had the wicker basket.
The wicker basket.
The wicker basket. So they couldn't get, they didn't know what to do because they couldn't get the balls like in the bag properly to get them to mix up and everything. But then they had a little wicker basket that they like, were trying to like work out how they'd got the hand in the bag to then put them in the wicker basket.
No, the balls were in the wicker basket and they had to put them in the bag.
It was like one of them homemade bingo machines, wasn't it?
It was. Right. They'd been better off with one of them.
Yeah. And then finally on that one, so they went to the wicker basket and then the presenter said, "Oh, I'm told it's not Castleford, it's Castleford."
Yeah.
Let's talk about darts.
Does he say Newcastle?
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
Do you reckon?
Chris from Salford does.
Yeah. Oh. He's never coming on it.
Oh. We love Chris as well. So. Mind you, he's good. He's definitely our poshest listener, isn't he?
Yeah. Probably,
yeah. So there you go. So that was.
There's
the
a couple that pretend to be posh. Yeah. That like live in posh places, like Phil Rogers, but he's not.
He's not really posh. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Never forget where you come from, Phil.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and then the last one of the week, this could actually rival. Do you remember the Scorps in the changing rooms? It was unbeatable.
Right.
The Callum's rugby team in the changing rooms.
Right, there's no way. There's no
before the World Cup Challenge.
Yeah. There's no way this can go on.
Okay, so they've announced a game in July. Was it June or July? Which is first of all, it's a triple header. So the first game on is England versus France women.
Okay.
The second game on is England versus France.
Okay.
And the final game to top it off is Toulouse versus Featherstone.
What'd you?
Can't tell you how baffled I was by this.
So Wellesby and Williams are doing a warm-up game for Toulouse versus Featherstone.
And this is why none of the Toulouse players can play for France, because they've got to play for Toulouse after it. It's the most only... I don't know whether to laugh, whether to be angry. I didn't know what to think.
It was pointed out to me by Johnny to say that maybe Wellesby and Williams would form a guard of honour for Dom Peyrou. But then, right, on a wider issue, then you talk about the RFL or Super League, whatever, wanting to be involved in the Vegas show. And then we're doing a warm-up for Toulouse versus Featherstone.
Unbelievable.
Why are we already taking a weak French side, which is what they are at the minute, and making them weaker by saying, no, you can't have any of your Toulouse players?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're playing, unless they're doubling up.
Yeah.
Just change kits, lads. Change kits.
Yeah.
Keep shorts and socks on. They're the same colour. You're all right. Just shirts.
Who was it that did that this week?
We were speaking to Bri, weren't we?
Yeah.
And he was saying our friend of the pub, Paulie Bolger, who's now playing in Australia, isn't he?
Yeah.
He was like playing against like all these these ex-players, wasn't he, at the weekend?
Yeah.
And all these like who were like massive first graders in the NRL at one point. His coach turned around and went, "Yeah, you know, I like what you do, but you need to be fitter." And I think the seconds were playing straight after, so he'd finished playing for the first and then went and played straight for the seconds after. I thought, if he can do that, how much fitter does he need to be?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh dear!
But just on the England, game, right? It opens up all sorts of possibilities, doesn't it? It's time for Mark Campbell's halftime hammer game.
Just chases around the England squad.
last, sat the last half-time entertainment. Yeah.
It's better than three kicks at a crossbar, let me tell you. Yeah, it just goes around like a whack-a-mole, like a whack-a-Wellsby. Yeah.
Whack-a-Wellsby.
And if you, you know, you just run around the pitch until you get hit, and then you're out. Like that. You could have like MC Hammer playing in the background. You can't touch this. Okay. Like that in the background, couldn't they?
Yeah.
Introduced by Timmy Mallett.
So it's the halftime Hammer show.
Yeah.
Is that what you're dubbing it?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
And then. I think maybe Joey Leilua will turn up like for the rest of his money. Maybe the England wages go towards Featherstone's wage bill.
Yeah, maybe.
Joey Leilua. They could have a thing in the front, like, you know, like, do you remember like the Crystal Maze?
Yeah.
But at the end where they got in that massive ball and they're trying to grab all the bits of paper. Yeah. You could have like pound notes floating about, like fivers floating about, and how many can you grab in a fiver? And that's what we owe you, Joey. Yeah. There you go.
Maybe you could ask like
Craig, it's your turn now.
maybe you could ask
just queue up here, lads.
Maybe you could ask Josh Charlie to borrow his bucket. Just shake him.
So England versus France as a curtain raiser.
For to lose.
Wow.
It's appalling, isn't it?
Isn't it?
It's absolutely abysmal.
Essentially, it's like Super League versus Catalans, isn't it? Like, you can't even have Toulouse players. It's shocking.
Mm.
It's like what a terrible, terrible decision.
It's like having that England friendly against Belgium tonight and then putting like Peterborough and Shrewsbury on or something after it,
isn't it? Honest to God. Who's thought that's a good idea?
I've no idea.
Who signed off on that?
Maybe it was Ralph Rimmer before he left.
Just as one final.
Why are you saying that? At least you heard of him. The other chief is that now Tony Sutton. You never heard of him, do you?
No.
Just
no.
If you want me, just put a note under the door, Mike. It's one of them, Mike. One of them,
yeah. I have been doing all week. Oh, my God.
That was only in rugby league.
It was.
What you talking about? Just before you do the talk to me about, as good as that England feathers, I still think Callum's team in the changing rooms wins.
Fair enough.
I'm not sure what'll top that. That's still one of the best things ever.
Make me laugh at.
But what we're talking about?
The Challenge Cup, surprisingly, again. And I know we've spoke about this in the past, but I think it's time for a real shake-up of the Challenge Cup. And Andy's come up with a plan. He's going to talk through a definitive plan, I might ask.
Seven-point
definitive plan.
And it's
so if Tony Sutton's listening.
Here we go, Tony. I'll put a note under the door and let's talk.
Exactly.
I've put this together, partly, in fact, because I looked at, like, there was a big game on Friday at Leeds and Saints, and I thought the crowd was appalling.
Yeah, there's nobody there,
for the magnitude, what I felt was the magnitude of that game.
Yeah. Yeah, there was nobody there.
And I think we need to make the Challenge Cup a priority again. I know we've said this before, but this is a plan. So, my number one point is it needs the regular calendar. Every year, when is the final?
Yeah.
When are the rounds? When is the final? Mm-hmm. I don't know when you think the best time for the final would be.
Well, I think when I first started watching, I think it was in May. Around May, and then it went to August, and then I think it's been around June, July for the last couple of years.
Back to June this year, I think.
June, yeah. I don't mind it in June. I think any later than June, it's a bit...
Starting to get close to playoffs and grand finals.
Yeah, I suppose it depends what you want to do with the other stuff that you're saying. So, like, at the minute, you win Super League, you win four games, you're at Wembley, you might as well do it in May. So it depends what you want to do, I think, as well.
Well, that comes point two, where I'm saying all Super Leagues come in at round five.
Yep. Yep.
They all come in at round five. So there's two reasons for that. One is that it's one extra game. I don't buy that, like, you can't manage one extra game.
Mm-hmm.
particularly if Magic Weekend is phased
out. Disappears, yeah.
So there's your a replacement for that.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think that with that comes a chance then at point three for all Super League and the possibility of A-grade clubs. So you, or it could be your top four in your championship at the time of the draw, are all drawn away.
Mm-hmm.
So that they all get, the lower clubs then get a payday against somebody. Because I was reading this week that championship clubs have lost money on hosting Challenge Cup games because of the way that they've had to, the way that it comes about paying expenses, splitting the gate receipts, what it costs them to open the ground,
yeah,
et cetera.
Yeah.
I would imagine in the last round, one of those was Halifax at home to York Acorn.
Yeah.
You know, absolute credit to York Acorn for getting that far. But financially for Halifax, that's a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
So if you had in round five, all those clubs, the top, you fight to get 16 clubs in, and then they join the 16 clubs, 12 Super League, for A grade from IMG or top four in the championship, whichever.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all drawn away. Clubs aren't going to lose money then.
No.
I'm pretty sure on that respect as well, for the lower clubs, they could probably stand to keep all the gate receipts as well.
Yeah.
For that.
Yeah, definitely.
I think as a contribution. Because when you think about what Featherstone's chairman was saying last week about they've done all their planning on an 80 grand budget from TV deals as opposed to 1.4 million.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that's a contribution, then another contribution from Super League to lower clubs.
Yeah.
As a payday for that.
Yeah.
So they're all drawn away. Point four, I would like to see then round six, which is we've just had now, included in your season ticket for home and away.
Right.
So if you've got a season ticket, you can get a ticket for that game.
A Super League club, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, before you say, about the money on the gates and all that sort of stuff, if you raised season ticket prices by 20 quid at the start of the season, which go up anyway, and that would cover that round,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think actually people would actually then bat an eyelid about it. If your season ticket was 250 last year and it's 270 this year, let's say, I don't think that's not going to break. So that 20 quid.
What if you get drawn away, though?
You've got a season. Well, there's the champ, but then, again, that's your contribution to making the Challenge Cup.
So round. Could you swap that ticket?
Yeah.
For a ticket.
So you in your ticket.
Yeah.
You then go and get a ticket, away ticket.
Yeah.
Because you've paid for it. You've paid for it. So that round six, if you're in round six, which, to be honest, as a Super League club, you should be.
Yeah.
Because you're getting drawn away in round five to a lower league club, so you really should come.
You could get drawn against a Super League club.
Why?
In round five, yeah.
Why could you?
Well, how else are you going to do the draw?
Because you've got 12 Super League clubs,
yeah,
and four A grade clubs.
Yeah,
yeah, you could do. But I'm saying, if you get round to, but if you, all right, well, they're coming in at round four then, or whatever round you're doing.
Yeah.
You're getting around free to try and get those bums on seats.
Right.
So that is coming in. If you get to round six, it's home and away.
Yeah.
You get your ticket for home and away.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. You're chancing it in round five.
But it's sport.
No, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm just saying you can't guarantee you're going to get drawn.
No,
away.
But I'm looking at the crowds for.
Yeah.
It's round six.
I get what you're saying.
And it's like, look at it.
I'm just saying you could get drawn against a Super League club.
You could do. But chances are you're going to get through.
Yeah.
So you got that. The quarterfinals is then a one-day event.
Okay.
That would in effect replace Magic Weekend. Or it wouldn't, depending, because it doesn't interfere. So one-day event, and it's four quarterfinals in one day.
Okay.
And again, that's your ticket. You can go and watch four games.
Yep.
Because
where
then
that?
Somewhere somewhere that has 20-odd thousand capacity.
Okay.
30,000. So you're looking at a Bolton or somewhere like that.
Yeah.
You're looking at somewhere like that. But it's a 1 day quarter final.
You might need somewhere slightly bigger You might need a Etihad.
You might do.
If it's four teams. I know they've done the semi-finals.
Eight teams.
You could do. Four games.
Yeah, you could do. But in effect, everyone's going away. And the way the Challenge Cup is at the minute, do teams bring more than 3,000 or 4,000?
I'm only asking. Just questioning you.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying that's where it is. But I think that becomes a quarter-final event. It's all televised then over 1 day, one after the other.
Yeah.
And if you look at Magic Weekend, what are the crowds at Magic Weekend?
Well, I think over 2 days, what is it, 60, 70?
So you're looking at a similar number halving that, yeah, really, I think. Probably,
yeah, maybe, yeah.
You know. Then you're on to the semis, and I'd keep them separate.
Okay, yeah.
I'd keep them separate. I wouldn't have a double header like we've had in the past.
No. Nope.
But I would keep them at suitable venues that make tickets gettable, but sell out early.
Well, if you've got two semi-finals, you only need them at a rugby league ground.
Which is what I was going to say, and I would keep them at rugby league-only venues.
Yeah.
So depending where you've got, I mean, I think Saints and Lee last year was at Warrington.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Out and out.
Perfect.
Sort of rugby league, Warrington, St. Helens.
Yeah. Perfect. You could say Headingley.
Yeah, Headingley, yeah. Yeah.
Especially this year when you've got teams like Saints and Warrington in the quarter. One stadium's going to be free that weekend, isn't it? Because yeah. you're not going to be playing.
Yeah. So I'd go along with something like that.
Yeah.
You've got to make it accessible for people, and that's my point with the final now. There's a plus and minus of Wembley. So your plus is the history, the occasion, the television coverage, the... Just the everything that goes with something being at Wembley on the TV,
yeah,
and the event.
Mm-hmm.
On the flip side of that, it used to be that like so many neutrals would go along to Wembley. Now they don't.
No,
now they don't because Magic has taken over that.
I think the cost comes into it as well for a lot of people.
So there you go. So now you don't get as many neutrals going.
Mm.
And it used to be Rugby League's big day out. It's no longer Rugby League's big day out.
No.
The Grand Final is Rugby League's big day out. Even a Magic Weekend is Rugby League's big day out. The quarterfinals of the Challenge Cup could be a big day out. Then you've got, as you said, Bobby, the cost of living crisis. And does a trip to London really, does it really appeal to a lot of people like it used to?
Not as a neutral.
And this is the other thing. So then you say, okay, and you've got the capacity of Wembley because we've had it in the previous years, but that middle bit is completely empty.
Yeah.
Mm.
So we've been nowhere near to selling that out the last few years, have we? So then you say, okay, so where then? So you mentioned the Etihad. That could be the final.
Yeah, it could be.
Because they're extending that as well.
Yeah.
So that could be that. Everton's new ground.
Yeah.
Old Trafford, if the grand final is moved, which you're talking about, doesn't necessarily need to be a trip to London, doesn't need that exposure to go to London. And I don't want people to think, oh, this is anti-expansion or anything like that. It isn't. It's about getting numbers in for the Challenge Cup. And it could be a short-term deal. It could be a 3-year deal or a 5-year deal. And then you say, right, are we in a position to move it back to London or for Wembley or whatever?
Yeah,
but there's that many top stadiums now in the country. Wembley was always the stadium in the country, and now it's not. It's one of a number, isn't it now?
Yeah,
you know, Old Trafford's being redeveloped. So
supposedly, yeah.
So it's all the, you know. So where do you play? You've got other places now where people will go. Challenge Cup final. I'm a neutral, but look, I can get there.
Yeah. I suppose the issue is as well in some cases is, you know, every other, you know, or majority of other sports, when they have a major final, they get Wembley. So why should rugby league be any different?
And I get all that.
I think once you've been there, once you've, you know, we've been there for so long, you know, there's the argument of the statue being outside the ground and everything. Yeah. It's so hard to go, we don't want it anymore.
Mm.
It becomes incredibly hard to just, it's sentimental to you now. It's, well, no, why should we give up Wembley?
You can't live on sentiment if you're getting 50,000 there.
And I understand that. I'm just saying, I think it's hard for some people just to go, no, I'd rather keep at Wembley because they know it's safe and they think it's doing rugby league an injustice, if you like.
What I'd rather do is revamp and look after the Challenge Cup as an absolute priority for rugby league rather than just play at Wembley for the sake of it.
Yeah.
And yeah. I never thought I'd say that because I've always been a traditionalist, as you know, in terms of this is what we've done, this is great, this is, you know, you look at Wembley history, you look at videos from and matches from years gone by.
Yeah.
I'm not sure now where we are now, whether we're getting past that or not.
No, and I understand that. I mean, I think I saw something this week. I think it was something like only, I think, two games maybe posted more than 5,000 in attendance. Mm. Two out of the eight games in the round six.
And that's what I'm saying, that one of your rounds should be on your season ticket.
Yeah.
And maybe you have a choice with your season ticket. Maybe you could claim them in round five or round six.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe that's the way to do it. So you play, you can play, you can get away, but you've got that, you've paid for that month, you've paid for yeah. that ticket, and you can claim that in round five or round six.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my plan for the Challenge Cup.
Yeah. Okay, brilliant.
But
yeah. Well, I think something needs to be done, definitely.
If we don't, it'll just disappear. It'll disappear like the County Cups, it'll disappear like the John Player Cup.
Yeah.
It'll be there in the background. It'll be there.
This is one that we can't afford to lose either. No, in my opinion.
Yeah, and it's symptomatic of what goes on in a lot of sports now. Mm. You know, you look at football and the way that the FA Cup's been run down, things like that. It's exactly the same.
Yeah.
So the FA Cup used to be a massive day out for fans, and it was bigger in some respect in years ago than actually winning the league. It was huge. People just decorate the windows and all this sort of stuff. Rugby league was the same. That was the big thing, getting to Wembley. It wasn't so much about winning the league, it was winning the cup.
Mm.
Now, those days are gone forever, and I'm not silly enough to think that's there, but we need to raise the profile.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, there we have a 7-point definitive plan to save the Challenge Cup.
The only Rugby League podcast predictions league, six again.
Yes, the predictions league is back after its international break, if you like, which means we are joined by Bri from Six Again. Bri, how are we this week?
New boys, I'm not too bad. How are you?
New Bri, good. Very good.
I was going to say, if that's our international break, who we curtain raising for?
Bri.
We've done this whole pod just for Bri.
Arse feet, I think, is his name.
I was just going to say that, yeah. Yeah, if you didn't see the tweet before, it was a word of the day, wasn't it? Which was penguin, which came from the Welsh language of it's a white head, but was also known as arse feet as well, wasn't it?
Affectionately
known as arse feet, yeah.
Mm. So, how are we, arse feet?
Well, that's about the 100th time I've been called that today. So, yeah, not too bad, thanks.
Just today.
Just without the feet.
Yeah. Head.
Just today.
Right. Who's on this week, Bri?
Right, so for Castleford, we've got Steve. For Catalan, we've got Dean. For Huddersfield, we've got Cowbell. For Hull FC, we've got Cadden. For Hull KR, we've got Stacey. For Leeds, we've got Jordan. For Lee, we've got Caddy. For London, we've got Ian. For Salford, we've got Louise. For Saints, we've got Johnny Lou. For Waddington, we've got a loose wire. For Wigan, we've got Gary. And for the insiders this week, we've got Wales Wheelchair International and a friend of the pod, Harry Jones.
Welcome, Harry. Welcome back, Harry.
Right. Are we ready, boys?
Yeah.
This is Bumper weekend.
This is rivals round, isn't it?
Yeah, there's actually only like two official rivals, I think. Rival
right.
games.
So I was just thinking about it before we start. I was thinking about this, and you look at these games now, right? Why didn't you swap like Who was I looking at? Salford could play Warrington, for example. Catalan could play London.
And then Huddersfield and Leeds, that big old rivalry.
Huddersfield and Leeds.
I was going to say, Cass and Leeds is a bit made up, isn't it? Just because, like, Gary Everington was born in Castleford.
Yeah. I'm sure you could have got more rivalries out of it than they've got for this. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, but then Warrington Catalan's being made up by a fight in the stands.
That could be Warrington anybody.
Yeah, they break every bone. Yeah. They don't discriminate.
Warrington and Kayards have a massive fight, yeah?
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Right, sorry, Bright, let's go.
No worries. So the first rivals round is on Thursday. It's at 8 o'clock. It's on Sky Sports Action and Super League Plus. It's Castleford v Leeds.
I think even though Leeds didn't look very good, Castleford look worse. I'm going to say Leeds by 10.
I'm going to go Leeds by 16.
I'm going to go Leeds by 18 just for the banter.
I've also gone Leeds by 16. Bobby, we're now one of six.
His face.
And we do have a Castleford by one. And that's by our Cast fan, Steve. We also have a Leeds by 26, which is from Louise.
Okay.
Next up, first game on Friday. It's a 12:30. It's Hull KR v Hull FC, if they turn up.
Hull FC are dreadful, aren't they? Let's be honest. I can't see things getting better, and I'm going to go Hull KR by 32.
Oh, you.
I think they'll put more of a fight up, and they'll still get beat, but I'll go 18 again. Hull KR 18.
I'll go Hull KR 26.
And I've gone Hull KR by 22. Bobby, you want a three? You've gone Hull KR by 32. The highest we've got is Hull KR by 52 by Johnny Lou. Next up, on Friday at 3 o'clock, is Saints v Wigan. It's on both of them two games, but on main event and Sky Sports Action.
It's always a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Something just tells me that Saints might sneak it. So I'll go Saints by 6.
I'll go Saints by 2.
I'm going to go Saints by 4.
And I've gone Saints by 8. Alan, Huddersfield have gone Saints by 2 as well. The highest we've got is Wigan by 12. That's by Catalan. Speaking of Catalan, on Saturday, 3 o'clock, on Sky Sports Action, Super League Plus and the iPlayer, Warrington.
It's quite a tough one.
This is a tough one.
With Warrington being at home and in pretty decent, Warrington by 8.
I'm gonna go Warrington by 6.
I'll go then Warrington by 10.
And I've gone Catalan by 8.
Tough one, that.
We have 4. You've gone Warrington by 4. And the highest we've got is Catalan by 16. That's by Castleford.
It'll be a good game, that.
Yeah, it will be, yeah.
Next up on Saturday at 5:30 on Sky Sports Action and Super League Plus, Salford v Lee.
Another tough one, really. Lee have started to play a bit better, and if Salford had got nilled last week, I feel like they're going to try and answer back, but I don't know, I think Lee are starting to find a bit of form with Matt Moylan, so I'm going to go Lee by 8.
Yeah, I think Lee have turned a corner last couple of weeks, I think, that they're starting to look like the Lee they did last season, So I'm going to go Lee by 16.
Lee by 14. For me.
I've gone Lee by 10. Andy, you're the highest for anyone for Lee. The highest for Salford we have is Salford by 12. And Castleford have also gone Salford by 7.
Wouldn't surprise me, that, to be honest.
No.
And lastly, boys, on Sunday at 3 o'clock, it's on Sky Sports Action and Super League Plus. It's London v Huddersfield.
Can't see things getting any better for London. Huddersfield had a good attacking performance last week, and I think they'll go Huddersfield by 36.
Huddersfield by 42.
I'm going to go Huddersfield by 54.
And I've gone Huddersfield by 26. Bobby, you're now the highest, because we also had two Huddersfields by 50. The lowest we've got is Huddersfield by 8. That's by Lee. But Ian is stuck with his guns, and he's gone London by 6.
Well done, Ian.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I think that wraps up the Predictions League and the end of the episode, doesn't it?
It does, yep.
So, thank you for joining us this week. Thanks to everybody participating in the Predictions League. And if you are going to any games this week, then stay safe and enjoy. But from all of us here at the Only in Rugby League podcast for this week, it's goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.